you've seen all multitude of conflicts between owner, general manager, and head coach. I know that the main criticism of Marty, sort of like what keeps coming back until the Super Bowl, it did for Peyton Manning, was you can't win the big ones. Marty can't, you know, win in the playoffs. But is that enough to justify this?
No. Again, at this late a date, nothing can justify it. I mean, if you're going to, you know, cut bait on Marty Schottenheimer, it should have been done a day or two after that playoff loss. Then you got Cam Cameron, you got Wade Phillips, you got any number of qualified head coaching candidates to fill in and basically maintain your staff. But to wait this long, their options are very limited. You know, the buzz you hear is Bill Cowher. Hey, Bill Cowher is Marty Schottenheimer's best friend. He's not going to go work in San Diego in those conditions. Now, Jimmy Johnson, he's got a pretty good life in the Florida Keys. He's not coming back. Pete Carroll, if he ever leaves Southern Cal, I mean, he's got a kingdom going there. Yeah, the Chargers are really in a bad way right now.
The other side of it is that is so naive to me, and I'm hoping that we can get Al Saunders, who was fired by the Spanos family, to give us a little bit of an insight, because they've matured. It's 20 years later. They've been to a Super Bowl. They were killed in that Super Bowl, but they've had some success since 1987, 88, when Al was the head coach. But still, you look at the ownership, and they've got, obviously, some talent. They've done some things right, but the lack of insight that it's going to be possible to recruit people more effectively than with Marty still there, that Marty would not be the person to be able to bring in quality people to a 14-2 team with tremendous talent and confidence on all sides of the ball.
Yeah, you know, Marty Schottenheimer had entree. The guy's won 200 career games. How many coaches have won 200 career games? I think he could have put together a competent staff to make a run at the Super Bowl with this team because he's Marty Schottenheimer. I'm not sure the Chargers can now do that. Coaches may be reluctant to leave given the tenuous nature of who they're going to hire. This could be just an interim hire here. I don't think you're looking to hire a guy now for the long term for 5 to 10 years down the road. You're just trying to get a guy to get through this season.
And they're talking about Rex Ryan, Mike Singletary. Mike Singletary, I think, eventually could be a great coach. In fact, if you look at the other young guys hired this year, why not hire a Mike Singletary? But what do you think the chances are that the Chargers could even win with a more difficult schedule this year, even 11 games?
Well, especially if you bring in a Mike Singletary. I think Mike Singletary is going to have a great future as head coach, but there's going to be a learning curve. You know, this is a team that's on the brink of a Super Bowl. You can't have a coaching mistake that costs you a game or two. You know, if they want to win now, they're going to have to go get a veteran coach. They're not here to develop a coach. They're here to win a Super Bowl with this team. And that's going to be the tough call that A.J. Smith has to make.